This coming Monday is Anzac Day, and during the First World War, this is a very interesting fact we thought, more than 416,000 Australians enlisted for service. At the time, the population was 4.9 million people. So around 60,000 lost their lives, which is very sad, and more than 155,000 were wounded. Anzac Day is very big, we know, here in this country. One of the people who signed up was William Billy Orchard. He has very strong Geelong connections. His granddaughter is on the phone. Her name is Felicity Wisher. She's going to have a chat to us now. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Millie. How are you and Mark?
We're both very well. Thank you for talking to us today. Hey, tell us about your grandfather. What kind of person was he?
Well, I remember him as a very young child. He died just before I turned six, but he was somewhat of a legend in our family and also in the broader community for his sporting prowess and his war records.
Sporting prowess piques our interest. We know there's a Geelong collection. What was his sporting prowess?
Well, he played for the Mighty Cats, the Geelong Football Club, from 1906 to 1915 when he went off to war. He was the captain of coach during 1914 and 1915. And apparently he was had a mighty kick. And he was also a very fine cricketer. And he played for the Geelong Cricket Association, took 264 wickets for an average of 12.6 runs, which
wow.
I think is probably pretty impressive.
And you're very...
He was a... When he came back from the war, he had some injuries and he wasn't able to continue to play football. So he became a VFL umpire till 1926 and continued to play cricket till 1936.
He's just got such an amazing past, Felicity, and you sound very proud of him. Let's talk about his injuries for a minute if we can, because we understand he suffered some significant injuries. What were they without being too sort of upfront about it? And do you remember anything about them?
Yes, I do. He had a grenade explode on him and it actually damaged his right eye. And because of that, when he came back to Australia, he actually had to have that eye removed. So he had a glass eye in there. And he also had a bayonet wound just above his ankle and his calf as well, that he got in the trenches on the Western Front. And I remember putting my little hand in that and being quite amazed at the size of it with a small child's hand in there. And he was gassed as well, and he had massive, from the bomb, he had massive injuries across his chest and things as well.
Where exactly did he serve?
He was served in France on the Western Front. He was he got his Military Cross on the 4th of October 1917 as he was the last remaining officer on the Battle of Brunsind and Brunsind Ridge. All the other officers were either killed or wounded, and he went on and kept fighting and organised his men and, at that battle.
We're talking to Felicity this morning and William Billy Orchard, a family member with a wonderful past who served this great country. Felicity, things are opening up for Anzac Day. People are allowed to go back to dawn services. Do you think it's a great time in our lives to encourage families with young kids to try and get the next generation involved in paying that respect on Anzac Day?
Oh, very much so. I'm so heartened that every year, obviously apart from the last couple of years, there seem to be more and more young people that are going. I think it's really important for our history. You know, we were a young country then. We're still a young country, that these brave men and women went off to fight for their country and their king. It was the right thing to do, and they went off bravely. And as a consequence of that, we live in a beautiful, beautiful country with great liberties, and I think we should always remember their sacrifice.
Felicity, do you get back to Geelong much, given the strong connection there with your grandfather, Billy, being captain coach of Geelong and cricket for Geelong? Do you get back and watch the Cats much?
Lifelong fan of the Cats, very much so. And yes, I do get back to Geelong. And in fact, my brothers and I took my mother's ashes back to the Geelong Cemetery not so long ago. And we went and actually had a look at the house that Grandpa and his wife, Henrietta, built just after he got back from the war, and it's still standing and somebody's loving it, looking after it, and it looked really beautiful. So it was lovely to go and see it still being looked after.
It is great when you revisit the family homes and they're in good condition. Felicity, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Your grandfather, William Billy Orchard, with such a great history. You're very, very proud of him, and so you should be. He not only fought for this country, he played for the Cats, he was here in Geelong. Enjoy the weekend, and we hope it brings back lots of wonderful memories for you and your family.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.